Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're talking about cavities, a real pain, and we've really never done, over the 10 years we've been doing the radio show.
12 years.
Time flies. a show on cavities.
Certainly.
So, Dr. Prather, what is a cavity?
A cavity is an infection.
Ooh, interesting.
Isn't that? Yeah, I mean, most people don't think about it that way.
It's not a hole in your tooth?
It's a hole in the tooth caused by an infection.
Interesting. So what causes the cavities or the infection?
Well, you know, whenever you're talking about the, you know, when you have infections, mm-hmm. when you have different, you've got the body's resistance, the milieu, which is the surrounding material, mm-hmm. and then you also have the infection itself. So it's a combination of all those things that puts that together. One of the main things that is involved with a cavity is first the pH of the mouth. The pH has a tremendous amount to do with whether you get cavities or not. Basically an infection. Also, what type of bacteria do you have in your mouth? You have good bacteria and you have some bad bacteria. And if you have the more of the good bacteria than the bad bacteria, you don't get cavities.
Interesting.
Also, it's the health of the tooth itself. What is the nutritional quality of the tooth? You know, is the tooth have a good enamel or is it weakened? And there are a lot of things that go into what the health of the tooth is itself. It's just like in an infection for a person, for any type of infection. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the health of the individual, the strength of the invading organism, and then the surrounding material, the milieu that everything grows in. Mm-hmm. So those are the three factors that go into any type of infectious type of situation. And it's especially true when you're dealing with the teeth. So it's really a lot more involved on cavities than what people really realize.
And we see people that are coming in with infections that originate or start in the teeth.
Well, not only, you know, does it affect the teeth, but it also affects the gums. Mm-hmm. So you can have a degeneration of the gums, but that also can spread to the rest of the body. A lot of heart problems, arteriosclerosis, yes. Infections in the heart, other different types of infections can actually start with an infection up in the mouth. Mm-hmm. Both in the gums and in the teeth, and then spread throughout the entire system. So it's a very important part. And whenever you're talking about infections, the big areas that you're looking at, of course, is skin. You're also talking about the respiratory system, because that's an opening to the outside. But 80% of your immune system's around the whole gut, mm-hmm. starting at the mouth and then going all the way through. That's the biggest opening that you have. The amount of surface area from the mouth all the way to the end, mm-hmm. Is as big as a football field.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So if you spread everything out...
That's in our bodies,
it covers a football field.
Wow.
And of course, the mouth is the entrance to this area, and a big area where infection starts to come from. Matter of fact, the recent study that the National Institute of Health did is that they said that the gut, beginning at the mouth, going all the way through, is the biggest, it accounts for 80% of our immune system function. Mm. So trying to keep that healthy is a very important part, and the mouth is a good indicator on that.
Well, when we think about gut or talk about it, we're thinking gut. We don't think it starts at the mouth.
It starts at the mouth. And, you know, the old thing of checking the horse's teeth to see, you know, whether to buy him or not, mm-hmm. it's a very true type of thing. You know, a good horse trader or anyone who looks at an animal will check their teeth.
So why you check my teeth?
That's why I checked your teeth before we got married. See if you were good breeding stock.
That is not true. That's why you're missing part of your finger. But, now that is true.
But there was and we'll talk about them a little bit later, but a lot of the nutritional work that was developed, a lot of the information, was started by dentists. Because the early dentists realized that the most important thing that has to do with the health of the teeth and the gums is nutrition. And there was a group called the National Dental Association that really pioneered most of the nutritional work that we have today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
I know. It's kind of a lost type of thing, but dentists were our first nutritionists and really discovered a lot of the basic aspects of nutrition.
Interesting. How far back does that go? When dentistry was started?
No, it was in the 1900s, really, okay. Where we started to make progress on understanding, the whole process. But basically, yes, I mean, that was when dentistry was starting to get kicked off. And there were some very famous men along those lines. And I still read their material because their research was excellent. Mm-hmm. They really came up with a tremendous amount
of
information that I still use.
Wow. So you talked about pH. Why is pH of the mouth so important?
Well, the pH of the mouth has an effect on the dental material itself. If you get too acidic, the enamel starts to break down. Mm-hmm. So an acid mouth will really start to break down the dental material. Also, the good bacteria grow in a more alkaline situation, and the bad bacteria, the ones that really go after us, grow in an acidic. Mm-hmm. So just by controlling the pH of the mouth, you can control a tremendous amount on whether you get cavities or not.
So how do you know what your pH is?
You can do tests. You can actually take a pH meter. Mm-hmm. A little thing,
you
put it in your mouth,
CVS
and you can get it, and you can just put it in your mouth and press down and then take it out and look at it.
Is it true that more of the American diet and that it is more acidic?
Is definitely more acidic, and there's other things that determine the acid content of the mouth. Diet plays a role on that, but interestingly enough, when you put fillings, amalgams in your mouth, it's extremely acidic.
Mm. Any amalgam?
The amalgams that they're using right now, an amalgam, if you use, there are more natural types of ceramics, things like that, and they are not acidic.
Okay.
So you can fill your mouth with, if you have a cavity and it has to be filled, you can actually do that with non-acidic material. But once you get amalgams in your mouth, your mouth's going to be very acidic, so the amalgams themselves, once you have one in, leads to further cavities.
Mm. Wow, because it increases.
It makes it extremely acidic and helps to harbor and grow the bad bacteria, and then it starts to break down the enamel in the other teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a self-perpetual. Once you have one, amalgam in your mouth, sort of a self-perpetuating type of thing.
Now, is that every amalgam? We talked about the ceramic.
Well, yeah, those aren't amalgams. Those are different.
Okay.
So there are new advances, and a more progressive type of dentist would use something that's much more alkaline than the traditional way of doing it with the
mercury
and the nickel and all those types of things, which are extremely acidic to the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I even, I had to get my first crown, and I've taken pride and I have never had a root canal because I know it has a lot to do with health,
you know,
and I had cracked a molar and got a ceramic crown.
Sure.
But we did test myself, test after because I wasn't feeling well like I usually do, and found nickel.
Right.
And sometimes the the crown is made in, even though the nickel didn't go in my mouth, but the thing that hold, the mold,
right,
had some nickel in it.
Certainly.
Yeah.
So
which did affect me.
It can be a very complicated type of thing, but stress also can make your mouth very acidic.
Interesting.
The higher stress level that you have, the more acidic your body becomes, the more likely you are to get an infection. And that's true throughout, not just in the mouth, but in the rest of the body too.
Mm-hmm.
More acidic that you become, and stress is one of the quickest ways to turn your body acidic, including your mouth.
Mm, interesting. What about canker sores in your mouth?
That is also kicked off by bacteria, viruses also,
mm-hmm.
that are brought about more by the acidic environment.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What about soft drinks? Why are they such an issue?
A soft drink has several different things. One, it has a pH of 2.4.
What does that mean?
A balance where you're in the middle of 6.5.
Okay.
So it's extremely acidic. I mean, probably one of the most acidic things that you'll take into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Soft drinks, by their very nature, are acidic. Also, they're very high in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that sugar, one, produces a lot of acidic type of aspects to it, but they also weaken the immune system. And then the bad bacteria love sugar, and the good bacteria don't.
Mm-hmm.
So you're growing more bad bacteria, you're changing the pH, and then you're also weakening the immune system. And then it also helps to, by its nature, helps to demineralize the bone material because of the bubblies in there.
The bone material of the teeth?
And the bone material of the teeth itself.
Because of the carbonation?
Yeah, it's the minerals that are in there. So it's mm-hmm. the worst possible thing that you can do to your teeth is drinking soft drinks.
Okay. We'll just stop that.
That would make a very big difference.
Uh-huh.
And we consume huge amounts of soft drinks here in America.
Mm-hmm. We do. When we come back, let's talk about why is nutrition so important to your teeth?
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic
mm-hmm.
to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is.
Uh-huh.
So when they ask people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, you know, on, mm-hmm. on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the thought patterns on that, that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there.
Mm-hmm.
The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about cavities, a real pain. And Dr. Prather, you were talking about pH and why it's so important, you know, in the teeth. And what amazed me is you're talking about the gut starts at the mouth and finishes, you know where.
I do.
Hole to a hole. And then that is as long as a football field.
Well, as wide.
As wide as a football field.
If you spread out all the surface area.
Wow.
It covers a whole football field.
So we talked about the importance of pH and that soft drinks really make the mouth acidic.
Acidic.
So what can you substitute for soft drinks?
Of course, water isn't a very good thing. But
yeah, but water's
if
no
you
fun.
Don't, right. If you want to have something fun, you know, one of the best things you can replace it with is pomegranate juice.
Is that alkaline?
It is. It has a promotion of the good bacteria. Mm-hmm. It will work to help to cut down on the amount of infections. Pomegranate juice is probably one of the best things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, cranberry juice. Oh,
I love cranberry juice. It's good for the kidneys, too.
It is. And then oolong and green tea. Mm-hmm. Both of those have a anti-cavity effect. They have a little bit of fluoride in it, a very absorbable form of fluoride. They also help to shift the body into a more alkaline state.
Green tea.
Green tea. And then they also help to kill and restrict the bad bacteria and encourage the good bacteria. So pomegranate juice, cranberry juice, and green tea and oolong tree. Tea are both very good for the teeth. All those are good for the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So those are nice substitutes.
Yeah.
A little plug for pomegranate juice.
So why is nutrition so important to the teeth?
Well, nutrition has a huge effect on the immunity of the body, and then also the strength of the teeth and the strength of the enamel itself. The big thing on the dentist, the National Association of Dentistry,
mm-hmm.
Back then, if they found a cavity, do you know they wouldn't fill it?
Hmm.
They would change the diet, nutrition on everything that they were doing, and they would regrow the tooth.
Wow.
And they were extremely successful at it.
Through diet, nutrition.
Through diet and nutrition.
Wow.
They never once filled a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And they started out, the Dental Association didn't start taking care of the rest of the body. They were just dealing with the teeth. In mm-hmm. other words, how do we work with nutrition to get healthy teeth and healthy gums? And then people started to get well from all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, some of the dentists had very large cancer practices because they would look at the teeth, because they didn't have a lot of blood testing at that time. They look at the teeth, determine what the nutritional deficiencies just by looking at the teeth and the gums, fix that, and then the whole rest of the body would get well.
When was this?
This was in the 1910s, 1920s. They actually wrote some books on that.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very effective, but they were, when the American Medical Association decided to eliminate competition,
mm-hmm.
This particular group of dentists was their number one target. Because we got all their material, and they listed who they needed to eliminate. And these guys were, they considered the greatest threat to the pharmaceutical industry.
Hmm. Wow.
Because they were so effective.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. Interesting. You know, it'd be interesting if they hadn't been eliminated, where the health of the United States would be right now.
Oh, they were, yeah, and they really were trying to promote a healthy lifestyle. They really put themselves out there. They mm-hmm. tried to meet with presidents and had a big influence. And unfortunately, they were extremely persecuted for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a huge amount of problems that all of them had.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the whole organization was destroyed.
Do dentists know of their history?
They do not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are dentists who are getting into this type of work and rediscovering it,
mm-hmm.
but it was something that was definitely lost.
Wow. So what role does mouth flora play? You kind of talked a little bit about it, but play
sure.
in cavity prevention.
Well, there are definite certain bacteria that we know that cause cavities. So having a good idea of that. And one of the things is that probiotics can play a huge role along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So the mouth flora is absolutely critical as one of the aspects. You can determine on whether someone's going to get cavities just from their mouth flora.
Mm-hmm.
And the mouth flora also helps to determine the pH and start the whole digestive process. If you don't chew your food well, get the saliva in it, then you can't get the nutrition. In other words, it affects everything all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
So if things are off in the mouth, the whole digestive process does not work as well as it should.
Interesting.
So it really begins right up there.
Flora, it sounds like, you know, we have a greenhouse.
We do.
Think
we
about
have
it.
A very big greenhouse. And there are more non-us in our body than there is us.
Mm-hmm.
So there are more cells that, if you look at the genetic components, are not us, but they have become symbiotic mm-hmm. with us, and without them, we really wouldn't survive.
Interesting.
So taking care of our little critters in our body is
they're like guests. How should we?
Well, they need us to survive, and we need them to survive.
Mm-hmm.
There are also guys who aren't really great for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a form of Streptococcus, which is the main bacteria that causes the infection that causes cavities.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been able to identify which bacteria causes the cavities and eats their way into our teeth. So there are little guys who are there to protect us, and there are little guys there who are to eat us. And it's just whichever one we help out the most
mm-hmm.
is the one that's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really up to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of say in our health and our nutrition and need to take responsibility for it.
We need to take responsibility and approach it in the proper way.
So what are some practical ways to prevent cavities?
Some of the practical ways that we could do that is there's something called xylitol, which is really good. You can actually take some probiotics along those lines. Diet, keeping our immune system up. Just keeping the nutrition
mm-hmm.
heavy. But probably one of the quickest and easiest ways to start to make a difference is xylitol.
That's what we have, toothpaste.
We have toothpaste.
Xylitol. And xylitol spelled X-Y-L-I-T-O-L.
Right.
It's a cool name, xylitol.
Right.
Yeah, and we get our toothpaste, that xylitol toothpaste, from Whole Foods.
Right.
And there's xylitol gum.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a mouthwash with
mm-hmm.
xylitol. And one of the most, they've done experimentation on how to prevent cavities. And, you know, people talk about fluoride, and Dennis really hit the fluoride as a big thing. But you can actually get too much fluoride into the system and cause quite a few health problems.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it's extremely dangerous to get too much fluoride in your system because it is cancer-causing.
Mm-hmm.
So fluoride is sort of the big way, but really xylitol is much more effective as a preventative without all the problems. And xylitol is a natural occurring sweetener. So you can use xylitol as part of your sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
It's made from corn, and its cavity preventive abilities, it works on the pH, it strengthens the teeth enamel, and it also prevents the bad bacteria from growing. Mm-hmm. They've done studies where try to find out what made the biggest difference on tooth decay. Mm-hmm. And they found that xylitol was by far the best way of using it. And if you start kids out young, mm-hmm. with xylitol gum, a little mouthwash at night, the chances of them getting cavities, even if they don't follow the other recommendations, mm-hmm. really, really make a big difference. So I'm a very big promoter of xylitol, mm-hmm. as a cavity preventer. Use it in our family.
Yeah, it's great to find it at Whole Foods, and
sure.
I know our dentist carries it too. And
right.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So what role do probiotics play in cavity prevention?
Well, you can get probiotics for the mouth, which are chewable. Mm-hmm. And so the type of bacteria that work very well for the mouth itself is Lactobacillus GG and Bacillus coagulans. Mm-hmm. Those are the two that you want to look for. And you can get little chewables on that, put it in your mouth, chew them up, and that replenishes the mouth flora. Now, you need other different types of flora for the rest of the gut. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we recommend that everybody take on a constant type of basis.
Is that something we carry at our office?
Yes, we can actually have that here.
Uh-huh.
So those are very, very helpful, and having the right probiotics for your mouth can really make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So promoting that is something that we
I know,
really
and so often you think probiotic for the gut.
Right. Which is, and different areas of the gut need different types of bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And the mouth has very special ones that seem to work the very best on preventing cavities and promoting the health of the body and helping to start the digestive process that goes throughout the whole gut.
So what role does fiber, you know, a fiber-rich diet play in cavity prevention?
Well, a fiber-rich diet it helps everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you can increase the amount of fiber in your diet, one, it is the most proven way to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
It improves your nutrition. All of a sudden, your nutrition goes up. And then also the chewing in the mouth. It's fiber is very alkaline, mm-hmm. so it changes the pH. It strengthens the gum, strengthens the teeth, helps with the whole nutrition. And also fiber promotes the good bacteria,
mm-hmm.
and it actually inhibits the bad bacteria.
Wow.
Besides that, it doesn't do anything. And it makes you lose weight. Should I put that on there?
Uh-huh, very important.
They have found if you just increase the fiber, you're guaranteed to lose weight. I'd go to a more normal mm-hmm. levels.
Awesome. When we come back, let's talk about the role that fluoride plays in cavity prevention.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So I had a hernia operation, and I think you'll agree that a hernia is a pretty manly affliction. And it is. And I'd like to tell you that I got the hernia from cage fighting a bear or lifting a burning car off a baby. But really, it was just a bad cough. It really was. You know, you're not the toughest guy in the room when you're forced to have surgery after a chest cold.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about cavities, a real pain, in the mouth. So what role should fluoride play in cavity prevention?
Well, fluoride is a micronutrient that is essential for our health, and fluoride does play a role in the hardening of the teeth. So it really is an important part, and if you have a deficiency along those lines, then your teeth will be softer. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the people who discovered that was the National Dental Association. Mm. So they said that, you know, fluoride was an essential portion of the hardening of the teeth, but if you get too much of it or the wrong form of it, it does kick off cancer. It's very carcinogenic, especially among children. So if you get too high of the levels, then that can be a problem. One of the things is in 2011, the federal government did a study on fluoride and found that the toxicity of level of fluoride was too high. Again, we're talking about something that is a balance. You know, we talk about homeostasis mm-hmm. an awful lot, and anything that becomes too high or too low can be an issue. And fluoride, they found, was too high. Mm-hmm. So people were getting too much fluoride, and they really needed to cut that back in the water. So the idea of fluoride treatments and fluoride in our toothpaste, it's sort of an overkill.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have it in our tap water.
We have
and
it.
We
in
don't
our tap
drink
water.
A lot of tap water, but and we go to our dentist. We don't get fluoride treatment
because you know we have plenty of fluoride.
Yeah.
In other words,
we don't need an overkill.
Right, and then fluoride, it's a hardening of the teeth, but as an adult, fluoride really doesn't do anything because your teeth have already determined their hardness and the amount of fluoride. So really the times that you need fluoride, that the fluoride level needs to be high is when the teeth are forming. Mm-hmm. Once the teeth are formed, you cannot use fluoride to harden the teeth further. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it becomes a mute point at that time. So the fluoride is an important type of thing. I understand the necessity of it, but our situation is not that we're getting too little fluoride. We're getting too much, and we're getting toxic levels, and it's causing quite a few health problems. One of the things that's well established is carcinogenic, especially high levels in children. So there's a very strong correlation on that. There are other correlations that aren't proven, but I believe are true. Mm-hmm. So getting too much fluoride is something that I would definitely avoid.
Just the American way, too much?
Yeah,
too
much. We overdo
that's good.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the role that structure function care play in cavity prevention. We at the Prather practice structure function medicine. And how can that help in cavity prevention?
Well, one of the things is determining what is the mineral content of the tissue. And we can do that through a hair analysis. It really can show up. And there can be quite a few different types of mineral imbalances in the body that can kick off, one, a weakened immune system, and then also kick off a softening in the teeth. Mm-hmm. And a problem with the enamel. So determining those things is very important. Also determining the general health of the body, how is the immune system going? Most people don't know that they have a weakened immune system. Mm-hmm. One of the signs of a weakened immune system is fatigue that is not understood. We also can determine the pH of the body, see if that needs to be shifted. The gut health, doing a good evaluation from top to bottom, is no pun intended, is an important part of what we do. And, you know, just looking at the body in a structure-function type of way is completely different than how they look at it at disease care.
And how is it different?
Well, disease care, you've got a set of symptoms, and then you go after those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you're talking about cavities, it's a symptom. It's not really, you're mm-hmm. taking care of the, mm-hmm. like, you know, if you use chemo for cancer, that's important. And it's important to get your teeth filled. There are important things to for cardiovascular disease that might be done, but it's not really getting to the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we do as in a structure function office. We're looking for the cause of the problem, trying to fix that, which has much greater long-term types of benefits. It doesn't work as quickly, mm-hmm. but it works more effectively and then actually lasts. So there's a place for disease care and there's a place for structure function care. Mm-hmm. And as we can learn to integrate and cooperate with them, we can get the best results for our patients.
Yeah, and I'll make a plug for the hair analysis. I had one done recently because I wasn't feeling just right, you know. Usually I feel good most of the time, so I know when there's something wrong. And it showed up high nickel.
And copper.
And copper, right. And the nickel had been something new.
Sure.
Since I had some dental work. So we're detoxing me from the nickel. We're increasing the zinc to balance the copper.
Right.
But, you know, those are things that we do the blood test, but we need the hair analysis along with that.
Right. And the hair analysis, two things that definitely weaken the teeth and also cause osteoporosis is high copper and high aluminum. So those are very well known, not only to cause osteoporosis, but a mineral loss in the teeth. So high copper, high aluminum, and you'll start to get cavities, especially in children. If any of those are high, then you need to take care of those. Nickel is a really bad thing for the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It will weaken that and then open yourselves up to a lot more infections. So looking at all that, seeing exactly what needs to be done to balance out the minerals is a very important part of our health and a very important part of cavity prevention.
Mm-hmm. So why are regular blood tests important?
Blood tests, everyone acknowledges, whether you're a disease care or structure function care, is that you should have a very thorough blood test at least once a year. Mm-hmm. And that covers it from A to Z. And one of the things that we do is we offer something called the Prather Profile. It wasn't myself who named it. It was the labs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were using it and they thought it would be an excellent profile for other people to use. So it became a national profile. It covers anything that could go wrong on someone from... in other words, you might have to do more blood tests. But if there is a disease process going on in your body, this blood test will show it up.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing what's going on, seeing what your immune system is doing, seeing if your kidneys and your liver are working properly, are your hormones out of balance, all those types of things can be picked up in the blood test that we have. And if that is going on, then that needs to be addressed. Also in blood tests, you can do that for nutritional deficiencies too.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D is abs and iodine are very critical for the health of the teeth. That's something that we do on a regular basis. And then we can get into further nutritional testing to see, without a doubt, what are the things that are a deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, we talked a little bit about this, but if you have more to say about, you know, why is gut health so an important indication for dental health?
Gut health, of course, you know, I mean, it's all connected. But, you know, how is the gut flora doing? We do tests on people. And I think that I've only seen two or three healthy guts since I've been doing the tests, and one of them was mine.
Uh-huh.
People have infections in through there that they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very common type of problem. They're low on their normal bacteria. They don't have the proper nutrients for the bacteria to even grow. There are pancreatic hydrochloric acid deficiencies that need to be pumped up and healed up. So there's a tremendous amount that that can go wrong, because it's a very complicated system.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not working right, one, your immune system drops. It's the biggest indicator along those lines. And then you can't get your nutrients properly for proper absorption, and you're taking in a tremendous amount of toxins.
And we use a stool kit for that.
Yes.
And it's not bad to do. I've done it.
Matter of fact, I've read several new articles saying that this whole exploration, because we're really getting into gut health quite a bit. The National Institute of Health is doing a tremendous research. They're very excited about it. They feel that this really will revolutionize and extend life and cut down a tremendous amount of disease. And it's the whole next frontier for healthcare.
Oh, interesting.
So I can't emphasize how important that is, and just the amazing things that you can find out. And I'm very excited about the future.
Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back, more on cavities, a real pain.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback. So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also, a good term on that is a lie detector for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation, but everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, matter even to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, we use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, mm-hmm. was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about cavities, a real pain. And Dr. Prather, if someone has dental cavities, is that a sign of poor health?
Oh, absolutely. One, that means that your pH is off, your immune system's low. There could be definitely some nutritional deficiencies.
I don't think people think that. You know, I have a friend, got a third or fourth root canal, you know. She needs to start looking at her health and what's going on internally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the things that the National Dental Association determined was that, you know, you can't separate different areas of the body and expect to get results. You know, the mouth, the teeth is a representation of the health of the body. You have to treat the body really to be able to get the mouth and the teeth healthy. So looking at that and approaching it that way makes a very big difference, and that's what made them so effective, not only in taking care of dental and gum disease, but also then they were seeing a change in the entire system.
So you've talked about, in the structure-function approach at the Prather Practice, very important hair analysis, extensive blood work, which we have the Prather profile, and a stool kit to really check the gut health.
And those things should be done on everyone at least once a year. That's just a standard type of a analysis that should be done.
You know, and out of those two, out of those three, two are covered by insurance,
right?
Which is real nice.
And the hair analysis isn't expensive.
No, $110.
Yeah.
It's well worth it.
Well worth it, because it can show up a tremendous amount. It's amazing how many people's health issues are taken care of through the hair analysis.
So let's talk about the treatment. You know, you get these diagnostics back and get them back pretty quickly.
Sure.
Our blood work within 72 hours and hair analysis and stool kit 2 to 3 weeks. What then, how do you treat those deficiencies? Like for me, we found high nickel and high copper. Go ahead and explain, you know, treatments.
What you want to do is have a program for detoxification, and there are set things. Homeopathics are extremely good on detoxification. That's one thing that we utilize. The other things is that there are certain minerals that are antagonistic to others. So you can, if you are high in one type of a mineral, you'll probably be lower in the other. So you increase the supplementation along those lines.
Like for me, high in copper,
sure.
So we need to increase the zinc to balance that
out. To balance that out. There are other different types of herbals that are well known as detoxifiers. A very good one for heavy metals is cilantro, as a example. Everything that we do, though, is what we would consider food grade. In other words, these are things that you can just get off the shelf and eat, except for the homeopathics. They need to be made up. But it's it's something that is natural. It works with the body, and it's much more gentle on detoxification. And then what we do, of course, is we have a certain time that we recheck it, make sure that we are successful. So it's a very much of a evidence-based type of a practice.
And we work on nutrition and diet. We have someone that can work specifically on that along with the supplementation.
Certainly, because there are certain dietary types of considerations. If you're high in something, you don't want to be eating things that have quite a bit of copper in it. Chocolate, of course, is a really big thing.
So I hate that.
So I get to eat all your chocolate.
That's where it's going.
So, you know, having a good understanding of that and balancing it out. With the blood work, there are definite things on getting the liver up and working. If you're trying to detox heavy metals or copper out of the system, the liver and kidneys have to be working properly, and we can get definite measures along those lines. The endocrine system has to be up to par. The immune system has to be up to par. If any of those start to shift, there are herbs that are well known to work along those lines. There are supplements that are very helpful. And one of the things that we also do is we do an electrodermal screen, which really improves our ability to get the results. Electrodermal screening is a galvanic skin resistance measurement, and it checks on how the body's going to respond to a product before you take it. Which, you know, when we're talking about different types of immune boosters, I mean, we're talking about thousands of availability of things that are proven to help to boost the immune system. We want to find out what people are going to find for the best bang for their buck and not waste their time. So the galvanic skin resistance machine will check to see how the body responds to it. It's not a diagnostic instrument. We use the standard types of accepted diagnostic procedures. But the galvanic skin resistance really, which is also electrodermal screening, really improves our results quite dramatically. And then, of course, we do the lab tests again to make sure that we accomplish what we were set out to do.
Yeah, and I know what's really important is we're very individualized in our treatment.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, one person coming in with an issue, even the high copper, they might be taking something else might balance them.
Completely different. When we're talking about getting copper out, I can think of 200 different products that could be involved in that. You know, just right off the top of my head. So, you know, and which one someone will use is completely dependent upon their physiology and how they respond.
Interesting. So, Dr. Prather, you talked earlier about the role that the dentist played in the development and understanding a big role of nutrition. What is the Price-Pottinger Institute that's been around for a long time?
Quite a long time, and it's still very active. So that really is from those dentists. And you're talking about Francis Pottinger and Weston Price. Both of those were part of the National Dental Association. Very intelligent people. They helped to write the Nutrition and Physical Degeneration book, which is something that I've studied and is sort of a classic in nutrition. And they were able to come up with a lot of the philosophies that we use in nutrition. They were tried to be discredited there for a long period of time, and they're coming back into play because they found a lot of the things, since we've been doing more scientific research, the things that they were saying was absolutely true. So, you know, time has really proven them out as a someone who was right in what they said. And it's really quite amazing the contribution that they've made, even though they aren't around anymore, to the health and well-being of America.
Now, there is also, so we had the Price-Pottinger Institute. Who was Royal Lee, and what was his contribution?
He also was part of the National Dental Association. Royal Lee was a famous inventor. He actually put together a lot of things, but he started the first supplement company, Standard Process. So, you know, the supplements that we have nowadays was actually started by the National Dental Association to help to meet the nutritional needs of America. So Standard Process was the very first one, and one of the best ones out there, and it was responsible for starting the whole vitamin and mineral supplementation.
And then what connection did Eli Lilly have with Price-Pottinger and Pottinger?
That's something that people don't realize, but the Lilly company, their number one seller for a long time was an herbal combination that was that they actually got from the Ojibwe Indians. We still we sell their herbal combination, but that was their number one seller.
Lilly
company. Yeah, the Lillies were homeopaths, herbalists, extremely good at that.
A lot of people don't know that.
They became famous pharmaceutically because they were able to be the first ones to synthesize insulin, and the two people who worked on the insulin project were Weston Price and Francis Pottinger. So his connection with the National Dental Association, they were able to help him to be able to get the quality of the insulin together so that they were able to utilize that then which actually made Eli Lilly Company.
Wow.
So there's a very strong connection on that. Mm-hmm. And we would not have Eli Lilly Company and many of the advances that the pharmaceutical industry has made without the National Dental Association.
Interesting.
I know, it's really quite fascinating, and they were actually very good friends.
Awesome. Well, a lot that we learned about the health of our mouth, and it's part of the gut. Very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.